奉主耶稣圣名跟大家一起来查考圣经。
In Jesus Christ, we study the Bible together.
今天下午呢，来谈谈我的民啊，要从巴比伦出来。
And this afternoon, I'd like to discuss the topic, go out of Babylon, my people.
我们现在请来翻开耶利米书第五十章。
Let's turn to Jeremiah chapter 50.
五十章，请读第八节。
Jeremiah chapter 50, verse 8.
第八节。
In verse 8, flee out of Babylon, leave the land of the Babylonians, and be like the goats that lead the flock.
这里说，我的民啊，你们要从巴比伦逃走啊。
And here it says, to flee out of Babylon.
那再看第二十九节。
Let's also read verse
29. 哦，不是。五十一章，
Chapter 51。
五十一章我们来看五十一章的第几节？你看哈，五十一章的第四十五节。
Chapter 51, verse 45. In verse 45, come out of her, my people, run for your lives, run from the fierce anger of the Lord.
这里说我的民啊，你们要从其中出去，个人拯救自己，躲避神的烈怒。这里是另外一个很严正的宣告，要让神的民啊，要从这其中，指就是巴比伦这个大城，从这当中出去。
And here's another stern proclamation to tell the people to come out of Babylon.
我们再看回来第六节，五十一章第六节。
Let's turn back to chapter 51, verse 6.
第六节。
In verse 6, flee from Babylon, run for your lives. Do not be destroyed because of her sins. It is time for the Lord's vengeance. He will pay her what she deserves.
好，这里也是一样，你们要从巴比伦中奔啊，逃奔，各救自己的性命。
Here it says again, flee from Babylon and run for your lives.
那如果不从巴比伦出来的啊，命就没有了。
If you do not flee from Babylon, then you will lose your lives.
他说：“不要陷在他的罪孽中，一同灭亡。”就是说，这个巴比伦，他即将灭亡，是因为他里面的罪孽。
And here it says, "Do not be destroyed because of her sins, because Babylon is to be destroyed."
那他的罪孽其实会因为罪孽灭亡，也是因为神要报仇的日子，神要向巴比伦施行报应。
And it is time for the Lord's vengeance, and He will pay her what she deserves.
也就是说。巴比伦他的罪孽，他做了很多让神生气的事，最后神都要回报他这些毁灭的结果。
And this is to say Babylon has done many things against the Lord, and the Lord in the end will pay her what she deserves.
所以这是基本上要从巴比伦出来是第五十一章的主题。
And so to come out of Babylon is the theme of chapter 51.
那第五十章，那就一直在宣告神。他即将要审判巴比伦。
And chapter 50 talks about how the Lord will start to judge Babylon.
那神要审判巴比伦，这个巴比伦这个国度里面，这个大城里面有属神的选民要从当中出来。
And for the Lord to judge Babylon, the people of the Lord must come out of the city of Babylon.
如果没有离开巴比伦呢，就跟巴比伦一同灭亡了。
And if they do not depart from Babylon, then they will be destroyed with it.
那他们离开要去哪里？
And once they depart from it, where should they go?
他们离开就是要回到神的锡安，就是要回到圣殿，神的国度来。
And they need to depart and return to Zion, which is the kingdom of God.
所以那个我们现在看五十一章的第九节。
Let's read chapter 51, verse 9.
第九节。
In verse 9, we would have healed Babylon, but she cannot be healed.Let us leave her and each go to his own land, for her judgment reaches to the skies. It rises as high as the clouds.
所以这里其实在说明巴比伦呢，他说我们想医治他，可是哦没有办法医治，他得了绝症，医不好了。
And here it says that we want to heal Babylon, but she cannot be healed.
那既然医不好，他说你离开他吧，我们个人归回本国。
And since he cannot be healed, let us leave her and each go to his own land.
那就是这个神的选民最终都要从巴比伦出来，回到神选民的国度里了。
And that is to say, the chosen ones of God should leave Babylon and return to the kingdom of God.
因为巴比伦所受的审判，通于上天，达于穹苍，也就是说，他这个审判是已经没办法挽回，已经是命定，即将要实现的。
And the judgment of Babylon reaches the skies and hides as a cloud. That means that there's no turning back.
好，那所以这个五十一章里面很长，他一直在重复强调巴比伦，他即将要倾覆他。这个神报应的日子已经来到了。
And chapter 51 is very long and describes that the judgment of the Lord is coming upon Babylon.
那巴比伦行了很多让得罪神、让神生气的事情。
And Babylon has done many things against the Lord and that aroused his anger.
神现在要兴起北方另外一个国度来攻击他。
And now God will rise up a kingdom from the north to destroy her.
那个日子已经来到，就是神报仇的日子。
And the day of the Lord's vengeance has already come.
也就是说，神要跟他算账了。
And that is to say, the Lord is about to repay her.
那这个巴比伦呢？他曾经是神的仆人，神重用的一个工具。
And Babylon was once a servant of God and was once a vessel of God.
好，这个第五十一章的第七节。
In chapter 51, verse 7.
第七节。
In verse 7, Babylon was a gold cup in the Lord's hand. She made the whole earth drunk.The nations drank her wine, therefore they have now gone mad.
这里特别要强调这个巴比伦到底是扮演什么角色。
And here it talks about the role Babylon played.
这是神手中的金杯啊，它是使天下沉醉的。
And she was a gold cup in the Lord's hand, and she made the whole earth drunk.
就是说这个巴比伦它是这个手神的杯子啊，这个杯子要给各国的人喝的啊。
And that is to say, Babylon was a gold cup.And it was a cup that the world will drink from.
那喝了之后就沉醉了。
And after you drink from her, then they will be drunk.
这个喝她的酒人就癫狂了。
And the nation who drank her wine have gone mad.
啊，其实这个巴比伦是神手中的金杯，这个杯子里面装的就是神愤怒的酒。
And Babylon being the gold cup, what it contains is the wine of wrath of God.
我们看一下第二十五章。
Let's turn to chapter 25.
第二十五章。
Jeremiah chapter 25,
第十五节
25 verse 15.
我们要了解这个圣经里面他在讲预言的时候，他都是就是前后是对照的。
And we need to understand that when the Bible gives a prophecy, it could contrast and reference.
二十五章十五节，请读。
And chapter 25 verse 15, this is what the Lord, the God of Israel, said to me: Take from my hand this cup filled with the wine of my wrath, and make all the nations to whom I send you drink it.Verse 16, when they drink it, they will be staggered and go mad, because sword I will send among them.
好，那第十七节。
Verse 17, so I took the cup from the Lord's hand and made the nations whom he sent me drink it.
十八。
In verse 18, Jerusalem, the town of Judah, and its kings and officials, to make them ruin and an object of horror and scorn and cursing, as they are today.
好，那像这一段，这是神跟先知说的哦，他说。我这手中这一杯愤怒的酒呢，你拿去给各国的民喝。
And here the Lord says to the prophet, take the wine of my wrath and make all the nation drink it.
喝完之后就东倒西歪，并且发狂了。
And after they drink of it, they will stagger and go mad.
然后他说，我就让刀剑临到他们中间了。
And then the sword I will send among them.
那这个杯呢，其实就是第五十一章这里讲的这个巴比伦帝国。
And this cup is what is referred to in chapter 51, the kingdom of Babylon.
这个巴比伦呢，它其实当时候是很强大的势力。
And at that time, Babylon was a very strong nation.
它不但国力很强，它的文化影响力也很巨大。
It has a great, great influence culturally.
它军力很强盛的。
And it also had a great military.
所以基本上所向无敌。
And so that it had no enemies.
到处都得胜了。
It will be victorious.
在很短的时间内就把当时候两河流域一带的这个国度，统统把它征服了。
And in a very short time, it conquered all the nations on both sides of the bank.
那所以这个手中的神的金杯，他说是万国喝了他的酒就癫狂，就是他们全部都被巴比伦征服了。
And so this gold cup in the hands of the Lord, once they drink of it, they will be mad, and that means that they were conquered by Babylon.
那是这个巴比伦，他带给当时这个列邦就是拜偶像，就是淫乱。
And what Babylon brought to the nations is to worship idols and commit adultery.
你看一个国度如果很强，他到另外一个国家去的时候，他一定把他的这些文化、他的思想观念啊输入到那个国家去的。
And if a nation is strong, when they conquer another nation, they will instill upon them their culture.
有时候你用刀剑枪炮这些武力啊，要征服一个国家不容易啊。
And sometimes it's very difficult to try to conquer a nation through force.
但是如果用文化，用一些比较你不知不觉当中被影响的这个观念，这个才是最有技巧的。
And but if you can conquer a nation through instilling your culture upon them, this is most skillful conquer.
我们现在如果看那个五十章哈。
If we turn back to chapter 50.
五十章，现在看第三十八节。
In chapter 50, verse 38.
三十八节。
Verse 38. A drought on her waters, they will dry up, for it is a land of idols, idols that will go mad with terror.
这里说这个神要让巴比伦这个加勒底人的国度哈，遇到刀剑、瘟疫、饥荒、干旱。
And here it says the Lord will allow the Chaldeans to be stricken with pestilence and famine.
那他说干旱临到他的众水哈，他们就饥荒了，因为他说这是有雕刻偶像之地，人会因为偶像而癫狂。
And a drought will be upon them, and they will dry up, for this is a land of idols.
那也就是说，其实巴比伦他们这个地方啊，向各国输出很多偶像，拜偶像这些风俗，各国都学到了。
And what it means here is that Babylon has instilled upon many nations the culture of worshipping idols.
那这个就是你看巴比伦，他其实也让这个不管是埃及，不管是当时候的以色列前面神的国度啊，通通变成偶像之地了。
And Babylon has caused Egypt and also the kingdom of God at that time in Israel to be the land of worshipping idols.
那这个是神厌恶的，所以神一定会最后会处罚他的。
And this is evil in the eyes of the Lord, so he will punish them.
你看今天其实美国，那当然现在国力已经大不如前了。
And we can see today the United States, their influence is not as before.
但是现在借着这个 iPhone 啊。让全世界人都疯狂。
But through this iPhone, they allow the whole world to go crazy over them.
你看现在最近这个 iPhone 6再出来的时候，你看有的人真的是很疯狂。
You can see when the iPhone 6 comes out, many people are crazy over it.
好像有这个东西就代表你很跟得上时代啊。
And it seems like if you have this, then you are catching up with the trend.
那就变得好像自己很被提升一等这样。
It seems like you have elevated yourself.
那其实在美国这个文化里面最有影响力的其实就是好莱坞的文化。
And what is most influential of the United States is the culture of Hollywood.
它现在透过电影、电视这些网络的游戏影响全世界的人。
And through television, movies, and games, they can influence the whole world.
那这个其实这个就是这个国度它在影响人心的时候，常常在不知不觉当中我们的生活当中就被影响。巴比伦当时候对百姓就是这样子的。
And this country is influencing the world through very subtle means, and this is what Babylon was doing at the time.
那这些他的所做的这些啊罪恶啊，神最后都要啊审判他的。
And all of their sins will be judged by God in the end.
所以五十章五十一章一直在强调说，当那个日子来到的时候，神报应的日子来到，巴比伦就败亡了。
And so chapter 50 and 51 emphasizes that when the vengeance of the Lord comes, then Babylon will be destroyed.
那这个神的审判呢，就是按照巴比伦怎么对待人的方式，神要对待他，用这个方式对待他。
And the judgment of the Lord will be that however Babylon treated others, they will also be treated the same way.
那现在一样，他以前把这个愤怒的这个酒啊给其他国家喝，现在神也要让巴比伦自己去喝这个酒。
And in the past, Babylon let other people drink the wine of wrath, and now God will allow them to drink the wine of wrath.
我们现在看回来二十五章。
And let's turn back to chapter 25.
二十五章，我们看第二十六节。
In chapter 25, verse 26. In verse 26, and all the kings of the north, near and far, one after the other, all the kingdom of the faces of the earth, and after all of them, the king of Shishak will drink it too.
好。这里 这个神这个愤怒的酒啊，各国都喝了以后，他说以后这个示沙克王也要喝。这个示沙克就是巴比伦王的另外一个称呼了。
And after all the nation had drank the wine of wrath, here it says that Shishak will drink it too, and this is referring to Babylon.
所以最后，巴比伦本身要喝他自己的酒，就是说现在他要承担他以前所做的罪恶，现在要遭报的时候了。
And now Babylon will drink its own wine, that is what it has done before, now they will have to live up to it.
哦，这个第二十七节。
In verse 27,
请读27节。
Verse 27, then tell them this is what the Lord Almighty, the God of Israel says, drink, get drunk, and vomit, and fall to rise no more because of the sword I will send among you.
好，第28节。
In verse 28, but if they refuse to take the cup from your hand and drink, tell them this is what the Lord Almighty says, you must drink it.
29节。
Verse 29, see, I am beginning to bring disaster on the city that bears my name.And will you indeed go unpunished? You will not go unpunished, for I am calling down a sword upon all who live on the earth, declares the Lord Almighty.
好，你看到这里，这个就是其实早在二十五章的时候，神就透过先知这样宣告，巴比伦他们将来也要变成这样子，真的是全地荒凉，一切就毁灭。
In verse 20, in chapter 25, God has already prophesied through the prophets that Babylon will be destroyed and become desolate.
他的刀剑临到他们。
And the sword will come upon them.
他说第二十九节特别强调说，我如果将我称为我名下的这个城审判了，那这个其他的地方能够免除这个罪恶带来的刑罚吗？
In verse 29 emphasizes that if I bring disaster upon the city that bears my name, will you go unpunished?
也就是说，神的公义最后一定是伸张的。
And that is to say that the judgment and the righteousness of God will be spread to all people.
所以到了五十一章的时候，就很具体的说明神将来要怎么样处置巴比伦这个国度以及巴比伦大城。
And so in chapter 50 and 51, it talks about how God will treat Babylon.
这个国度最终是要被神毁灭的。
And this nation in the end will be destroyed by God.
啊，所以现在神呼吁他的百姓说，你们要从这个巴比伦出来。
And now God's calling out to his people that you should come out of Babylon.
巴比伦必然倾覆。
And Babylon will be destroyed.
现在看回来五十一节，五十一章啊。
If we turn back to chapter 51,
这是神的旨意哦。
And this is the will of God.
那当时候神那个先知他这样子写啊。
And at that time, the prophet wrote.
第九节我们刚才有读过的。
And we have just read verse 9.
第八节哈，第八节。
If we read verse 8, verse 8, Babylon will suddenly fall and be broken. Wail over her, get balm for her pain. Perhaps she can be healed.
哦，巴比伦他现在翻起，他说你去拿乳香啊，去拿一些。好的药或许可以治好他。
And here it says, get balm for her, perhaps she can be healed.
但其实他是没有办法的。
But in actuality, she cannot be healed.
我们想要医治巴比伦，但是他没有办法治好了。
We would have healed Babylon, but she cannot be healed.
也就是说，最终他一定是灭亡。
And that's to say, in the end, she will be destroyed.
什么药方都不管用了。
No medicine will help her.
那这个在说明毁灭是必然来到，这是事实的。
And here is telling us that the destruction is certain.
现在神的选民唯一的方式就是逃出来。
And the only thing for the chosen ones of God to do is to leave.
那所以呢，我们如果读整个五十一章呢，你会发现一直强调说那个日子到了，神要刑罚，神要审判了。
And if you continue to read chapter 51, you will see that it continues to emphasize the day has come and God will exercise his judgment.
我们现在看第五十一章的第五十二节。
Let's read chapter 51, verse 52.
五十二节。
Verse 52. But the days are coming, declares the Lord, when I will punish her idols and throughout her land, the wounded will groan.
五十三节。
Verse 53. Even if Babylon reaches the sky and fortifies her lofty stronghold,I will send destroyers against her, declares the Lord.
所以日子将到，我要刑罚巴比伦雕刻的偶像啊，就是说神他要借着刑罚这个国度，让众人了解他们所拜的偶像是不管用的，假神是没有用的。
And the Lord says, days are coming that will punish our idols and to let them know that their idols is of no use.
所以借着让巴比伦倾覆来宣告神的主权，他是天地的主宰。
And through the destruction of Babylon, it would declare the authority of God and that he's the ruler of the universe.
好，那我们今天读五十五十一章的时候，
and when we're reading chapter 50 and 51,
我们要明白这个巴比伦其实指的就是现在这个世界。
And we need to understand that Babylon is referring to this world.
好，我们现在来看启示录十四章。
Let's turn to Revelation chapter 14.
启示录十四章
Revelation chapter 14
十四章十四章我们请看第七节
Let's read verse 7 In verse 7 He said in a loud voice Fear God and give him glory Because the hour of his judgment has come Worship him who made the heavens, the earth, the sea, and the springs of water
第八节
In verse 8, a second angel followed and said, Fallen, fallen is Babylon the Great, which made all the nations drink the maddening wine of her adulteries.
这个从启示录十四章，其实从第六节开始，其实他说他看到一位天使啊，飞在空中。他说他要把这个永远的福音传给住在地上的各国、各族、各方、各民的人呢。
In verse 4, Revelation 14, verse 6 says that,I saw another angel in mid-air, and he will declare the eternal gospel to all those who live on earth.
但这就是末世的时候。
And this is the end times.
神的信息要借着这个飞行的天使传到各族各方的人呢。
And God's gospel will be preached through all nations through this flying angel.
今天我们看到这样的一个描述，我们就发现这个网路看起来就是有这个功能的。
And when we read this description, we think that the internet has this function.
今天各国各方的人、哦、不同的语言不同的文化透过网络很多很多没办法自己去接触这个福音的人现在透过这个网络就接触到了他们就看到了也知道了神的救恩了
And through the nation, through the internet, all the nations speaking different languages and all over the place, can, reach the gospel.
这个福音是永远的福音是不会改变是原始的福音呢
And this gospel is the original gospel that would never change.
今天我们所传的就是这个永远的福音。
And this is what we preach today.
我们的教会负有这个使命，要复兴使徒时代的教会。
And our church has the commission, to revive the apostolic church.
你看，当时候神透过这个使徒，他大声的宣告说，应当要敬畏神，要把荣耀归给他。
And here, through the apostles, it says, it declares that fear God and give him glory.
因为神施行审判的时候已经来到了。
Because the hour of his judgment has come.
我们应当要敬拜这位创造天地海跟众水泉的这个真神。
And worship him who made the heavens, the earth, the seas, and the springs of water.
那所以，你看我们今天其实站在这个历史即将要终结的这个点上面了。
And today,
我们处在一个末世的时代里。
And today we stand at the point where history is about to end. This is the end time.
我们实际上是要对我们这位神存着非常敬畏的心。
We should have a very fearful and respectful heart, towards the Lord.
神所预言的信息、哦、会一一的实现的。
And the prophecies of the Lord will, come true one by one.
就像当时候神透过耶利米所讲的话。
And just as what God has spoken through Jeremiah at the time.
真的那个巴比伦的国度就照着先知所预言的一一的实现了。
And Babylon, what happens to Babylon came true one by one.
然后现在这个末世的信息，其实耶利米五十五十一章的那个信息，另外一个程度的应验就在这个时候，末世这个时候。
And the dimension of Jeremiah chapter 50 and 51 is coming true today.
就是现在神的施行审判的时候也来到。
And that is that the judgment of the Lord has come.
因为第八节又有第二位天使，他现在出来大声喊。
In verse 8 it says, the second angel followed and said,
叫万民喝那邪淫大怒之酒的大巴比伦大城倾倒了，倾倒了。
And fallen, fallen is Babylon the Great, who made all the nation drink the maddening wine of her adultery.
这个大巴比伦就是我们在第十八章里面所看到那个大淫妇。
And Babylon the Great is referring to the great adulterer.
现在各国都是从这个大淫妇里面得到权柄，然后去统治的。
And all nation has received authority through this great adulteress.
那所以，但是这个让众民都喝这个淫乱邪恶的酒而纯醉的这个大巴比，最终是要倾倒的。
And this great Babylon who will let the nation drink her mad wine will be destroyed in the end.
这就是最后的大审判了。
And this is the last great judgment.
那其实，在第十八章里面
，And actually in chapter 18,
我们在看当时候有位天使这样大声呼喊。
In chapter 18, there's another angel that proclaimed.
启示录十八章的第一节开始。
Revelation chapter 18, verse 1. In verse 1, after I saw another angel coming down from heaven, he had great authority, and the earth was illuminated by his splendor.
第二节。
In verse 2, with a mighty voice he shouted, Fallen, fallen is Babylon the Great. She has become a home for demons and a haunt for every evil spirit, a haunt for every unclean and detestable bird.
第三节。
Verse 3, For all the nations have drunk the maddening wine of her adulteries. The kings of the earth committed adultery with her, and the merchants of earth grew rich from her excessive luxuries.
你看这位大有权柄的天使，他从天降下之后，他现在他说地因为他的荣耀发光啊，这个就是看到一个黑暗当中的亮光。
And here this great angel with great authority illuminated the earth with his splendor.
这位有权柄的天使，他大声喊着说：“巴比伦大城倾倒了。”
And this angel with great authority shouted, "Fallen, fallen is Babylon the Great."
这个大巴比伦，他说成了鬼魔的住处跟各样污秽之灵的巢穴。
And he says she has become a home for demons and a home for every evil spirit.
那这个巴比伦大城是什么？
And what is this Babylon the Great?
其实真的就是今天这个世界。
And that is referring to the world today.
这个世界。让很多人沉醉了。
And many people have been drunk through this world.
多少人喝了他这个淫乱的大怒的酒而癫狂了。
And how many people have gone mad by drinking her wine of adultery?
地上的君王与她行淫。
And the king of the earth committed adultery with her.
地上的这些商人因为她的奢华太过就发财了。
And the merchant of the earth grew rich from her excessive luxuries.
我们如果仔细的去看今天这个世界，
If we look at this world today,
你看有很多人在这个世界里面得到很多财富了。
And we see that many people have received great wealth from this world.
有时候透过这个贸易啊，有人就赚很多很多财富。
And through a commercial trade, some people will make a lot of money.
所以很多人。在这个世界里面享受
And so many people are enjoying themselves in this world.
有时候这个奢华的程度远超过我们一般老百姓所能想象的。
And sometimes their excess is beyond our imagination.
在 LA 这里听说有美国最奢华的房子。
And in LA, I heard that there is the most luxurious home in the United States.
几千万的房子。
There's tens of millions of dollars.
里面有那些我们想都想不到的东西。
It has things that we cannot even imagine.
那这些财富都是在这个世界的人在追求，他们真的从这个大巴比伦大一个巴比伦大城里面得到很多很多享受。
And this wealth is what people pursue in this Babylon the Great.
但是圣经这里说这个大城要倾倒了。
But here the Bible says that this Babylon the Great will be destroyed.
这就是最后的审判一定来到。
That is the final judgment will surely come.
因为第四节，另外有一个声音这样说。
Because in verse 4 it says, there was another voice. In verse 4, then I heard another voice from heaven say, Come out of her, my people, so that you will not share in her sins, so that you will not receive any of her plagues.
第五节。
Verse 5, for her sins are piled up to heaven, and God has remembered her crimes.
第六节。
In verse 6, give back to her what she has given, pay her back double for what she has done.Mix her a double portion from her own cup.
第七节。
In verse 7, give her as much torture and grief as the glory and luxury she gave herself. In her heart she boasts, I sit as queen, I am not a widow, and I will never mourn.
第八节。
In verse 8, therefore in one day her plagues will overtake her. Death, mourning, and famine, she will be consumed by fire, for mighty is the Lord God who judges her.
第九节。
In verse 9, when the kings of the earth who committed adultery with her and share her luxuries see the smoke of her burning, they will weep and mourn over her.
这段圣经让我们看到神他的一个呼吁。
And here tells us the calling of the Lord.
他说我的民啊，你们要从那城里出来。
And he is saying that come out of her, my people.
免得与他一同有罪，免得受他所受的灾祸。
And so you will not share in her sins.
因为他的罪恶滔天，他的不义神都已经想起来了。
And for her sins have piled up to heaven, and God has remembered her crimes.
他怎样待人，神也要怎样待他。
And give her back to her what she has given.
要按他所行的加倍的报应给他。
And pay her back double for what she has done.
最后，他也要喝他自己所调的酒，而且醉倒。
And makes her, mix her a double portion for her own cup.
他怎样荣耀自己，怎样奢华，他最后也反过来要痛苦悲哀了。
And give her as much torture and grief as the glory and luxury she gave herself.
第八节特别强调说，一天之间，一时之间，她的那个灾祸毁灭就来到。
And verse 8 emphasizes that in one day her plagues will overtake her.
死亡、悲哀、饥荒就通通来了。
And death, mourning, and famine will come upon her.
她所有的一切就被火烧尽了。
And everything that she has will be consumed by fire.
那这个其实在说明今天这个物质的世界。
And here it tells us the material world.
按照神的旨意。
According
to, 都要面临最大的最终的审判。
According to the will of God, it will face judgment.
那这个审判，这个从天上神来的火，要把它这一切都消化。
And the judgment will come from the fire from above.
所以我们今天处在这个末世的时间点上面，我们要非常的谨慎，要常常去看圣经里面给我们的提醒。
So we're at this point of the end times. We need to be mindful. And to be mindful of the warnings of the Bible.
这个世界有很多东西会让我们看得会眼花缭乱。
There are many things in this world that will distract us and disillusion us.
有时候我们不小心，我们就被这个世界抓走了。
And sometimes if we're not careful, then we'll be taken by the world.
我们的观念可能就跟这个世界一样了。
And our viewpoint will become the same as the world.
我们可能就追求这个世界人所追求的事。
We'll start to pursue the things that the world pursues.
但是这里圣经一直在呼喊。从天上来的声音一直在说，这个巴比伦大城倾倒了。
Yeah, but here the Bible continues to say that fallen is Babylon the Great.
我的民一定要从这里面出来。
That come out of her, my people.
因为有形质的即将要被烈火消化。
And because those who are anything that takes shape will be consumed by fire.
我们今天在教会里面，我们很相信最后的审判必然来到。
And today in the church, we firmly believe that the final judgment will come.
这有形质的你。我们所看到的都要归于无有的。
Everything that we can see will be destroyed.
神的审判来的时候，那时候人在震惊，然后在说想早知道要改变，就太慢了。
And when the judgment of the Lord comes and we're in shock and want to turn back, at that time it will be too late.
我们现在看彼得后书第三章。
And now let's turn to 2 Peter chapter 3.
彼得后书第三章。
2 Peter chapter 3.
第十节。
Chapter 3, verse 10. But the day of the Lord will come like a thief. The heaven will disappear with a roar. The elements will be destroyed by fire, and the earth and everything in it will be laid bare.
11节.
Verse 11. Since everything will be destroyed in this way, what kind of people are you to be? You ought to live holy and godly lives.
12节.
Verse 12. As you look forward to the day of God and speed its coming, that day will bring about the destruction of the heaven by fire, and the elements will melt in the heat.
13节.
Verse 13. But in keeping with his promise, we are looking forward to a new heaven and a new earth, the home of righteousness.
这里在告诉我们要常常去想这个神主再来的日子，这个就是必然发生的结果。
And here it tells us that we need to continue to think that the coming of the Lord is certain.
我们今天如果能够听到神的提醒。
And today, if we can hear the reminders of God,
我们可以知道，就像刚才我们赞美诗所唱的，我们在地上其实只是个过客而已。
And if we can understand, like the hymn we just sang, we're just a sojourner in this world.
我们不是要永远住在这个地上的。
We are not living in this world forever.
这是我们聚居的地方。
This is a place, a temporary residence.
在这一段时间，在这个地方，我们要完成神让我们活在这里的意义。
And we need to live the will that the Lord has for us in this world.
当我们完成神交我们的工作之后，
when we have accomplished the work of God,
我们就要回到神那里去。
Then we'll return to God.
那这些有形质的都要被烈火消化。
And everything material will be destroyed by the fire.
所以我们一定要去思想，我们要怎么样保持我们自己圣洁。
And so we need to think about how do we keep ourselves holy.
要怎么样能过敬虔的日子。
And how can we live a faithful life?
真的能够。领受神的应许，让在这个神的国度里面去尽我们神天国子民的应该尽的本分。
That we can receive the promise of God and do our duties as the citizens of His kingdom.
我们所盼望的就是神 这个属灵的新天新地。
And what we look forward to is the new heaven and the new earth.
所以我们的目标不是放在这个地上。
And so our goal is not in this world.
要放在天上。
It should be placed in heaven.
就是在神的国度里面的。
And that is in the kingdom of God.
这是可以永远长存的。
And this will live forever.
所以我们要从巴比伦大城出来。
And so we need to come out of Babylon.
我们要了解主耶稣基督他来世上给我们留下这样一个榜样。
We need to understand the example the Lord Jesus has left for us.
我们如果了解这个世界其实只是对我们来说都是暂时的。
If we can understand that this world for us is temporary.
那我们在这个短暂的生命里面一定要去想想神让我们活着的目的在哪里。
Then we need to think about what is the will of God for us in this short life.
然后要去持守住神所留给我们的主耶稣给我们的救恩呢。
And we need to hold on to the salvation of the Lord.
所以我们记得读圣经去看明神的旨意。
And through reading the Bible, we can understand His will.
我们可以去分辨现在是什么时候。
Then we can discern the time period that we're in.
然后调整我们生活的目标。
And then we can adjust the goals of our life.
所以我们一定不要被我们这个世界上的追求来模糊我们的焦点。
And so we should not let the pursuits of this world blur our eyesight.
很多时候我们会被这个世界的观念影响。
And so oftentimes we'll be influenced by this world.
有时候我们会很注重去追求这个世界的潮流。
And sometimes we'll emphasize pursuing the trends of the world.
我们今天作为天国的子民，我们一定要小心。
And today, being the citizens of heaven, we need to be careful.
今天在美国这个社会里面。
And today in the society.
因为当大家都在谈论的时候，你好像如果没有跟着，你就是落伍的。
When everyone's talking about something, if you don't understand it, then you have fallen behind.
但其实我们不怕落伍。
But we're not afraid of falling behind.
我们怕的应该是我们会不会在神眼中也成为像巴比伦一样。
What we're afraid of is whether or not we'll become like Babylon in the eyes of God.
主耶稣基督他告诉我们一件，他为我们这样祷告。
And the Lord Jesus has prayed for us in this way.
我们看约翰福音第十七章。
Let's turn to John chapter 17.
约翰福音十七章。
John chapter 17.
第十四节。
Chapter 17, verse 14. In verse 14, I had given them your word, and the world has hated them, for they are not of the world any more than I am of the world.
15.
Verse 15. My prayer is not that you take them out of the world, but that you protect them from the evil one.
16.
16. They are not of the world, even as I am not of it.
17.
17. Sanctify them by the truth. Your word is truth.
18.
In verse 18. As you sent me into the world, I have sent them into the world.
19.
19. For them I sanctify myself.That they too, they too may be truly sanctified.
这一段圣经啊，主耶稣他为我们做了祷告。
And here is what the Lord Jesus has prayed for us.
他告诉我们自己的身份。
And he has told us our status.
他说我们是不属世界的。
He says that we are not of this world.
那主耶稣已经把他这个道理赐给我们了。
And the Lord has already given us this truth.
他要我们，而且主耶稣为我们祷告，他要保守我们啊，能够脱离这个恶者。
And the Lord Jesus has also prayed for us that we may be kept from the evil one.
我们既然不属这个世界，
and since we are not of this world,
我们当然我们所追求的就不会在这个世界上。
Then what we pursue will not be in this world.
那我们要能够很清楚的知道自己的身份，一定要常常借着真理来让我们的心安静下来。
And in order for us to understand our status, we need to often read the truth and quiet our heart.
主的道就是真理。
And the words of God is the truth.
他的真理要让我们成圣。
And the truth will sanctify us.
用他的话语要来洁净我们的心思意念。
And his words will cleanse our mind and thoughts.
调整我们的目光。
And he will adjust our eyesight.
让我们所追求的真的能够符合神的旨意。
So that what we pursue will be truly according to the will of God.
所以我们了解我们今天是被主耶稣差在这个世界上来工作的。
And so today we understand that we are sent by the Lord to come to this world to work.
神要我们在这个世界上去传扬他的作为。
And God wants us to proclaim his work in this world.
他要我们从这个世界上出来。
He wants us to come out of the world.
然后真的能够成为世界上的光，世界上的盐。
So that we can truly become the light and the salt of the world.
能够为真理做见证。
That we can be a testimony to the truth.
哦，主耶稣基督他赐给我们这样的一个救恩以后。
And after the Lord Jesus has given us the salvation.
我们要把他主的生命把它活出来。
We need to live the life of the Lord.
那所以呢，我们一定要看到这里圣经给我们的呼吁啊。
And so here we need to hear the calling of the Bible.
要从巴比伦奔逃，奔逃出来，逃出来了。
We need to flee from Babylon.
因为当我们不这样子去努力的时候
，because if we do not put in this effort,
这个巴比伦大城有很巨大的吸引力的。
And this Babylon the Great has a great attraction.
当我们的目标失落的时候
，and if we have lost our goal,
很自然我们就看到这个世界是很美好的。
Then we will see that this world is wonderful.
所以要逃出来，逃出巴比伦，一定要有目标，到底往哪里去啊
？And so to flee out of Babylon, we must have a goal where we want to end up.
我们的目标就是天上的。
And our goal is heaven.
我们暂时活在地上，我们的目标就是回到神的教会来。
And if we're in this world, then our goal is to return to the church.
当来到锡安神的圣山的时候
，And so when you come to Zion, the mountain of God,
我们就会看得更清楚。
Then you will see it more clearly.
这个世界真的其实充满很多的罪恶。
That this world is filled with sin.
我们要很小心。
We need to be careful.
不要被沾染。
That would not be tainted.
所以有一些不好的习惯，一些不好的东西，不要去看，不要去接触。
And so we should not come in contact with unclean things.
我们宁可被人家说你是很古板的，你是很落伍的。
We rather for people to say that we cannot catch up with the times.
当我们被人家说我们很落伍的时候
，When others say we cannot catch up with the times.
其实这并不是一种羞耻。
This is not a humiliation.
而是我们真的很在意在神面前能够过一个敬虔圣洁的生活。
It's actually that we emphasize living a sanctified life before the Lord.
其实我们一定能够得到神的喜悦。
And we will find favor in the eyes of God in this way.
那我们也才有可能真的活出主耶稣基督要我们活的生命意义的。
Only then can we truly live the will of the Lord.
所以你看我们每一天所接触了很多很多的这些广告啊，这些资讯新闻。
Today we come in contact with many commercials and information and news.
大部分其实都会污染我们的心灵。
And most of these will taint our hearts.
我们弟兄姊妹一定要用从神的智慧好好的去分辨它。
We need to use the wisdom of the Lord to discern.
选择我们眼睛所看的，我们耳朵所听的。
And to choose what we hear and see.
如果我们真的都能够一直记住主耶稣所为我们祷告的内容。
If we can remember the content of the prayer of the Lord Jesus,
我们是主耶稣派在地上的代表。
That we are a representative sent to this earth by the Lord.
我们一定要自己分别为圣。
We need to discern ourselves.
不要被这个世界的这些潮流污淹没了。
We should not be drowned by the trends and waves of the world.
今天对我们成人的弟兄姐妹来说，我们要保持这样的一个自我的跟社会的隔离比较容易。
And it's easier for the adult members to separate ourselves from this world.
但是对我们年轻的下一代来说，他们面临很严重的挑战。
But for our younger youths, they face a great challenge.
因为现在这一个世代的学生呢，他们已经没有办法避免不受这个资讯的影响。
And because the students in this generation can no longer shield themselves from information.
当同学都在讲这个某一个东西的时候
When all their classmates are talking about certain things,
我们要怎么样让我们的孩子能够了解他们自己的身份
How do we let our children understand their own status?
让他们不会一直想要跳进去活在他们当中跟他们一样被认同
So that they will not try to jump in with them and to live with them and to be recognized
而反过来会知道说我要从这个巴比伦城出来
And, but on the other hand, they know to come out of Babylon.
我跟我的同学是不一样的。
That they know that they're different from their classmates.
因为我是住在天上的国民。
Because we are one who lives in heaven.
我们最终所能够承受的就是要进入神的国度，这是最大的奖赏。
And our ultimate reward is to enter into heaven.
所以我们做父母亲的，我们一定要不间断的，要很有耐心的靠神去教育我们的下一代。
And so as parents, we need to rely on God to educate our next generation.
那我们自己本身要成为这样的榜样。
And we all ourselves need to become this example.
当我们能够让孩子看到我们不是住在这个巴比伦大城里面的人。
And we can let our children see that we do not live in this Babylon the Great.
我们才有可能跟他们说我们离开这个巴比伦城吧。
Then only then can we say to them, let us leave Babylon.
那我们进入神的国度里。
And let us enter into the kingdom of God.
带他们来到神的教会。
And to bring them to the church of God.
借着神的道理，不断的洁净他们的心思意念。
And through the words of God to continue to cleanse their hearts.
能够对这个世界能够有免疫力。
And so that they can be immune to this world.
所以我们孩子才不会一直追求这个社会的潮流。
And so our children will not continue to pursue the trends of the world.
因为我们知道这个潮流最终 的, 的, 的那个终点就是灭亡。
We know that the ultimate destination of trends is destruction.
这个世界其实已经越来越乱了。
And this world is becoming more and more chaotic.
乱到有时候可能在眨眼之间，这个灾祸就来到。
And so chaotic that in the blink of an eye, a calamity will come.
这个网络已经影响到所有的人类了。
And this, the internet has already affected all mankind.
今天有很多邪恶的这个势力，邪恶的这个观念，不知不觉在影响每一个人。
And there are some evil thoughts that are actually affecting everyone.
当初在发明这个网络的人，他想也没有想到，罪恶也可以用这个网络反过来咬他一口。
And the person who invented the internet will never imagine that this will come back to bite him.
本来我们都是认为网络是可以做很好的、有效的沟通的工具。
And originally we thought that the internet will be a very effective communication.
但今天多少的欺骗、暴力、毁灭都是从网络进来的。
But how many scams and destruction and violence will have stemmed from the internet?
这个就是这个世界它最终所要走向的那个归宿就是灭亡。
And this is the final destination of this world, and that is destruction.
但是我们今天一定要从这个世界出来。
But today we must come out of this world.
要常常靠着圣灵更新我们的心思意念。
We need to renew our heart and mind through the Holy Spirit.
我们看哥林多后书第六章。
Let's turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 6.
哥林多后书第六章
2 Corinthians chapter 6
第十六节
chapter 6 verse 16 What agreement is there between the temple of God and idols? For we are the temple of the living God. As God has said, I will live with them and walk among them, and I will be their God, and they will be my people.
17节
verse 17 Therefore come out of them and be separate, says the Lord. Touch no unclean things, and I will receive you.
18节
And I will be a father to you, and you will be my son and daughter, says the Lord Almighty.
这里特别要强调神的殿跟偶像是不一样的。
And here it says that the temple of God and idols is different.
我们今天是永生神的殿。
And we are the temple of God.
这个殿是圣洁的。
And this temple is holy.
是公义的。
It is righteous.
是要来为永远的福音做见证的。
It will testify for the eternal gospel.
神要住在这当中。
And God will live in it.
所以现在神要我们从这个世界出来，要与这个世界有分别。
And so God wants us to depart from the world and be separate from it.
不要沾不洁净的事。
And do not touch any unclean things.
神就要收纳我们，他要成为我们的父，我们成他的儿女。
And He will receive us and we'll be His children.
今天如果我们都有这样一个认知，我们也愿意这样做。
And if we have this understanding and are willing to do this,
那我们就会很小心。
Then we'll be very careful.
什么事情我们一定要以神为中心
，We'll see God as our center.
去分别有些东西，有些信息一定要拒绝。
And to discern and know to reject certain information.
当我们意志很坚定离开这个巴比伦城的时候
，And when we have a firm determination to leave Babylon,
我们的面，我们的目光目标就是朝向神的山了。
Then our goal will be to walk towards the mountain of God.
那在这里，我们就真的成为神的子民。
Then we'll truly become the children of God.
我们弟兄姐妹互相在劝勉的时候。
And when we're encouraging one another,
我们发现其实我们不是孤单的。
And we'll know that we're not alone.
虽然这个世界看我们是异类。
Although this world will see us as different.
但是我们很清楚我们是谁。
But we know who we are.
我们真的是要追求这里说神要做我们的父，我们是他的儿女。
And we're truly pursuing that God will be our father and we'll be his children.
因此我们要抓住这个机会。
And so we need to grasp onto this opportunity.
当灵恩布道会来的时候
，when the spiritual convocation comes,
我们一定要多利用时间来亲近神。
We need to utilize this time to draw closer to God.
以往我们在灵恩布道会的时间，我们也许有人会这样想。
And during this time of spiritual convocation, maybe some people would think.
布道会就是这些慕道者来参加的。
The evangelical service are for the truth seekers.
有带慕道者的人才来。
And those who bring the truth seekers will come.
但其实不是这样子。
But this is not the way it is.
灵恩布道会就是我们今天在用圣经的话语再重新去思考我们人生方向的机会。
And the spiritual convocation is the time for us to remember and to reflect on our life.
布道会其实就是今天我们要看到神作为的时间。
Evangelical service is the time for us to see the work of God.
那所以我们一定要参加这样的聚会。
And so we need to come to the service.
我们如果愿意把这个时间分别出来给神。
And if we're willing to give this time to the Lord.
那才叫做从这个世界出来的。
Then this is coming out from the world.
不是被这个世界吸进去的。
That we're not being sucked in by the world.
那灵恩会的时候。
And when during the spiritual convocation.
我们在星期五会看到说。
And usually we'll see on Friday.
我们很多人他不愿意把时间来到教会，花到教会来。
Some people will not be willing to come to the church on Friday.
有人可能就是在世界上 忙一些没有意义的事情而已。
And they will be busy with the world doing meaningless
things. 所以如果真的我们有心要追求亲近神，
And so if truly we have the heart to pursue God,
把这个时间分出来，
then you should separate out this
time. 如果我们可以请假的，
if we can take time
off, 我们可以把暂时世界上的事情先放在一边，以后再处理的。
If we can put the things of the world aside,
我们一定要下定这个决心来到神的这个教会来。
Then we need to be determined to come to the church of God.
那就是我们真的离开这个真的。把这个道理行出来的时候，
and this is a time where we truly practice the words of God.
当我们从巴比伦出来以后，
and we come out of Babylon,
我们还看得很清楚，
and we'll see very clearly,
这个大淫妇其实真的是非常邪恶的，
that this great adulteress is truly evil.
我们要常常准备我们自己，
we need to prepare ourselves,
去面对即将来的这个灾祸，这个苦难，
and to face the calamity that will come upon us.
那我们的心意才会经过每一次的灵步道会之后，我们的心意就会开始更新变化。
Then after every spiritual convocation, our mind and our thinking will change.
所以一年两次的灵会，让我们的灵性就不断的成长，我们对道理更成熟。
And so this twice a year spiritual convocation will allow us to grow and become more mature.
那这样子，我们的教会才真的能够发展，也才能够真的发，才能够扩展这个神的国的境界。
And only then can our church expand the boundaries of the kingdom of God.
所以罗马书第十二章，我们最后看罗马书十二章。
Let's lastly turn to Romans chapter 12.
第二节。
Chapter 12, verse 2.
十二章第二节。
Romans chapter 12, verse 2. Do not conform any longer to the patterns of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, His good, pleasing, and perfect will.
我们不要效法这个世界。
And we should not learn from this world.
我们要从这个世界出来。
We need to come out of the world.
我们要常常借着圣灵更新我们的心思意念。
We need to renew our mind through the Holy Spirit.
时常去查验这个时候。
And to often test this time.
去等候神的日子。
And to wait for the time of the Lord.
去准备我们自己去面对即将要来的这个灾难。
And to prepare ourselves for the calamity that is coming.
我们可以了解神的旨意。
And we need to understand the will of God.
然后我们真的去活出神给我们的生命。
And we truly live out the life that the Lord wants us to live.
让众人可以真的同心合意的兴旺福音。
So that we can together prosper the gospel.
那这样子，我们的下一代能够保守在主里面。
Then we can keep our next generation in the Lord.
当我们看到我们的孩子都能够保守在教会里面的时候，我们心里面就满足了。
When we can see our children are staying in the church, we will be satisfied.
我们做父母亲的，我们就可以放心。
And as parents, we will be able to be relieved.
我们面对这个变化不间断的这个社会，我们心里面会不安的。
Whereas facing this changing society will be very anxious.
因为我们不知道以后会发生什么事情。
Whereas we'll not know what will happen in the world.
但是我们知道。
But we know.
当我们从这个世界出来的时候。
When we come out of this world.
在主里面我们有平安。
That we'll have peace in the Lord.
我们在这里可以看到神的荣耀。
That we'll see the glory of God here.
愿主带领我们。
And may the Lord guide us.
一起都能够离开这个巴比伦。
So that we can all flee out of Babylon
这个神的国度来
and to come into the kingdom of God.
起来唱诗
Let's sing hymn
193首
193